today, the 27 juz, the 27th sipara will be recited. Surah Dhariyat, which had commenced yesterday, will be completed. Surah Tur, Surah Najm, Surah Qamar, Surah Rahman, Surah Waqiyah, and Surah Hadid will be recited completely to the end of the sipara. In Surah Dhariyat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses mankind and jinnkind to remind them and remind us of our objective of creation. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further tells us, مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقِ وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَيْتُعِمُونَ. إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ مَتِينَ. That I have not created mankind and jinnkind except for my obedience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights and clearly spells out to man that your time in this dunya, your sending into this dunya, your being sent into this dunya was for no other purpose and objective except for my obedience, except for my worship, except for my ibadat, except for following my commands, except for staying away from my prohibitions. So this is, oh man, this is your primary function in this world. You may have other functions. You may think you have other functions. You may have other aspirations. But be reminded that your primary function in this world is my obedience. Your success lies in my obedience. Your success in this dunya and your success in the akhirat lies in my obedience. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ. That indeed Allah, مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ مِنْ رِزْقِ وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَن يُطْعِمُونَ. That I do not need from you any sustenance, neither do I need you to feed me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing man and is explaining to man that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is totally and completely independent from needing anything from the makhluk, and the makhluk is completely and totally dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sustainer, the possessor of absolute power and the strong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control of everything at any time, all the time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding man, I don't need anything from you. Your ibadat, your obedience, your objective of being created in this dunya is for your benefit, not for my benefit. If you are going to be obedient to me, it is going to be for your benefit. You will stand to gain from your obedience to me. Your obedience to me does not increase the grandeur. Our obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not increase the grandeur or the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the least. And our disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not decrease the grandeur and the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the least. This is for our betterment, for our improvement, for our success. And if we show disregard to this, then it's our own detriment. In Surah Najm, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about various things. From there are some discussions pertaining to the Mi'raj journey of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In Surah Qamar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about punishments that had come upon certain nations of the past. Once again, to remind us, five nations, five powerful nations, and the punishments that befell them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter repeatedly says to us, فَكَيْفَ كَانَ عَذَابِي وَنُذُرُ. So how was my punishment and how were my warnings? وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِنْ مُدَّكِرِ. Indeed, we have made this Qur'an Sharif easy to take a lesson from, to understand. Is there anyone who will take a lesson? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeats this a few times in the surah after showing us and depicting the punishments that befell those that were disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The surah that follows is Surah Rahman. In Surah Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enumerates His bounties upon man, many, many bounties upon man. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously reminds man, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. That which bounty of Allah can you negate? Which bounty of Allah can you deny? Which ni'mat of Allah can you deny? Oh man, remember that my punishment in Surah Qamar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling man that remember that my punishment is also strong, but my mercy is also there. There's so many ni'mats, so many bounties of mine that are encompassing you at all time. A mu'min lives between hope and fear. Fear, he lives in fear of Allah's punishment, thereby keeping his life in track, that he does not want to transgress the bounds so that he may have to face the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not have the guts to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment. So Allah is reminding us that. And in Surah Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is enumerating his bounties and asking man, that can you deny any bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We live in hope of Allah's mercy, that man, being human, we will falter, we will make mistakes, but we do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will still turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Him to forgive us. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq.